You're listening to the audio production of Living Well, Spending Less, 12 Secrets of the Good Life by Ruth Sukup, published by Zondervan and read by Charity Spencer.
Introduction. Once every couple of weeks, I interrupt my normally predictable morning routine and drive 30 minutes south to the city of Fort Myers to do a live 3-minute segment on the local CBS affiliate. Sometimes I'll share my best tips for saving on groceries. Other times it will be advice on how to get your budget back on track or suggestions for some great handmade gift ideas. And every time I go on the air, it never ceases to make me pause when I hear myself being introduced as the Wink News money-saving expert. A money-saving expert. Oh, the irony. It doesn't stop there. Over the past few years, I have been awarded with other similar titles: Coupon Girl, Super Saver, Deal Pro, and Savings Star. Never in a million years would I have chosen one of those words to describe myself. The reality is that I am less a money-saving expert than a money-spending expert. I excel in the fine art of shopping when I shouldn't, and buying just for the thrill of it. This particular expertise has gotten me in a lot of trouble over the years, so it is no accident that this book, and my blog of the same name, is titled Living Well, Spending Less, and Not Living Well, Saving More. Until I started my blog, livingwellspendingless.com, the word frugality didn't really exist in my vocabulary. I grew up in a family where money was never an issue. From the outside, it probably looked as though we had everything. But privilege comes with a price, and the reality was far from perfect. During my senior year of college, my carefully crafted world came crashing down, and for the next 2 years, I lived in a world of darkness and depression. I very nearly died, and my survival was nothing short of a miracle. I was just too blind to see it right away. Over the next 10 years, I attended, then dropped out of, law school, got married, moved cross-country 3 times, and had 2 children. During these 10 years of nearly constant change, pretty much the only thing that stayed consistent in my life was the mall and Amazon.com and Target, Pottery Barn, Williams-Sonoma, Gymboree. I filled our life with stuff, but it never filled the void. But God had a plan for even a broken shopaholic like me. Sometimes grace is shaped like a coupon. These days, I'm passionate about saving money, not because I think I've got this personal finance thing all figured out. On the contrary, as I sit here drinking an overpriced cup of designer coffee, I still make financial mistakes every single day. I'm months behind on my filing system. I struggle to stay within my budget. I neglect balancing my checkbook. I spend money on things I shouldn't, and every single month I procrastinate paying my bills. I am far from perfect. Thankfully, God hasn't called me to be perfect. Through this journey toward financial peace, I have found that the state of my finances usually mirrors the state of the rest of my life. If I am a mess with my money, then I am generally a mess everywhere else. Thus, I am passionate about saving money. Not because I have all the answers, but because I have learned that money, whether too much of it or too little, permeates every area, every single facet of our lives. It is directly connected to our spiritual, emotional, and even physical well-being. Ultimately, how we spend our money is a direct reflection of what is in our hearts. In the end, this book is far more than just a money-saving guide or a simple collection of financial do's and don'ts. This book is about living well and spending less. It is based on the hard-fought lessons learned through both my mistakes and my own successes. Because I'm a Christian, it is also based on what the Bible has taught me about the good life, and as such, it includes some Bible verses. My hope and prayer is that you will be challenged as you read this book. Challenged to reevaluate your priorities and make necessary changes that will result not only in a bigger bank account, but in a better life, one filled with contentment and meaning and joy. It won't be easy. Lasting change is hard work. But please trust me when I tell you the rewards are worth the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?